Today is the 14th day of March. Welcome. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you another day. Another opportunity. Here we are. Deeply grateful to be here on this journey together. Honored to take the next step forward. Here we are. End of another week. Now we're 2 weeks into this month. And we were looking over it 2 weeks ago. Shiny, sparkly new month. Shiny, sparkly new week. So here we are getting to the center. Now we huddle up like we do at the end of a week. Reflect back over the last week. The highs and lows. The victories. The challenges. And if we're honest with ourselves about them, this is how we become self-aware and this is how we grow. Like by watching ourselves. By catching ourselves, by having eyes to see and ears to hear about ourselves and the impact that we're having for the kingdom of God in this world as we reflect the glory of the Lord upon the earth. How is it going? And so it's important to pay attention, and so we do. And let's make sure that we acknowledge it now, but actually spend 5 minutes or more just reflecting back on the week, even writing it down. What were the highs? What were the lows? So that we can start seeing our patterns. Because we are a people of patterns. Whether we like it or not, we have our go-to moves. And not all of them are healthy. A lot of them are not. And so, just being aware gives us the chance to see and the opportunity for change. So, end of a week, reflections. And now let's step forward into the scriptures and take the next step forward. I lead us back into Numbers. Today, chapter 21, verse 1 through 22, verse 20. When the Canaanites, the king of Arad, who lived in the Negeb, heard that Israel was coming by the way of Atharim, he fought against Israel and took some of them captive. And Israel vowed a vow to the Lord and said, "If you will indeed give this people into my hand, then I will devote their cities to destruction." And the Lord heeded the voice of Israel and gave over the Canaanites, and they devoted them and their cities to destruction. So the name of the place was called Hormah. From Mount Hor, they set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food." And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. And everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole. And if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. And the people of Israel set out and camped in Oboth. And they set out from Oboth and camped at Lai Abarim, in the wilderness that is opposite Moab toward the sunrise. From there they set out and camped in the valley of Zered. From there they set out and camped on the other side of the Arnon, which is in the wilderness that extends from the border of the Amorites. For the Arnon is the border of Moab between Moab and the Amorites. Therefore it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord, "Wahib and Sufa, and the valleys of the Arnon, and the slope of the valleys that extends to the seat of Ar and leans to the border of Moab." And from there they continued to Beer, that is the well of which the Lord said to Moses, "Gather the people together, so that I may give them water." Then Israel sang this song, spring up a well. Sing to it, the well that the princes made, that the nobles of the people dug with the scepter and with their staves. And from the wilderness, they went on to Matana, and from Matana to Nahalael, and from Nahalael to Bamoth, and from Bamoth to the valley lying in the region of Moab by the top of Pisgah that looks down on the desert. Then Israel sent messengers to Sihon, king of the Amorites, saying, "Let me pass through your land. We will not turn aside into field or vineyard. We will not drink the water of a well. We will go by the king's highway until we have passed through your territory." But Sihon would not allow Israel to pass through his territory. He gathered all his people together and went out against Israel to the wilderness and came to Jahaz and fought against Israel. And Israel defeated him with the edge of the sword and took possession of his land from the Arnon to the Jabbok, as far as to the Ammonites, for the border of the Ammonites was strong. And Israel took all these cities, and Israel settled in all the cities of the Amorites, in Heshbon and in all its villages. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who had fought against the former king of Moab and taken all his land out of his hand, as far as the Arnon. Therefore the ballad singers say, "Come to Heshbon, let it be built, let the city of Sihon be established. For fire came out from Heshbon, flame from the city of Sihon. It devoured Ar of Moab and swallowed the heights of the Arnon. Woe to you, O Moab! You are undone, O people of Chemosh. He has made his sons fugitives and his daughters captives to an Amorite king, Sihon. So we overthrew them. Heshbon as far as Dibon perished, and we laid waste as far as Nophah. Fire spread as far as Medeba." Thus Israel lived in the land of the Amorites. And Moses sent to spy out Jazer, and they captured its villages and dispossessed the Amorites who were there. Then they turned and went up by the way to Bashan, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out against them, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. But the Lord said to Moses, "Do not fear him, for I have given him into your hand, and all his people and his land, and you shall do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon." So they defeated him and his sons and all his people until he had no survivor left, and they possessed his land. Then the people of Israel set out and camped in the plains of Moab beyond the Jordan at Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was in great dread of the people, because they were many. Moab was overcome with fear of the people of Israel. And Moab said to the elders of Midian, "This horde will now lick up all that is around us, as the ox licks up the grass of the field." So Balak the son of Zippor, who was king of Moab at that time, sent messengers to Balaam, the son of Beor, at Pethor, which is near the river in the land of the people of Ammah, to call him, saying, "Behold, a people has come out of Egypt. They cover the face of the earth, and they are dwelling opposite me. Come now, curse this people for me, since they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall be able to defeat them and drive them from the land. For I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed." So the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed, with the fees for divination in their hand. And they came to Balaam and gave Balak's message. And he said to them, "Lodge here tonight, and I will bring back word to you as the Lord speaks to me." So the princes of Moab stayed with Balaam. And God came to Balaam and said, "Who are these men with you?" And Balaam said to God, "Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent to me, saying, Behold, a people has come out of Egypt, and it covers the face of the earth. Now come, curse them for me. Perhaps I shall be able to fight against them and drive them out. God said to Balaam, You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed. So Balaam rose in the morning and said to the princes of Balak, Go to your own land, for the Lord has refused to let me go with you. So the princes of Moab rose and went to Balak and said, Balaam refuses to come with us. Once again Balak sent princes, more in number and more honorable than these. And they came to Balaam and said to him, Thus says Balak the son of Zippor, Let nothing hinder you from coming to me, for I will surely do you great honor, and whatever you say to me I will do. Come, curse this people for me. But Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, Though Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond the command of the Lord my God to do less or more. So you too, please, stay here tonight, that I may know what more the Lord will say to me. And God came to Balaam at night and said to him, If the men have come to call you, rise, go with them, but only do what I tell you. Luke 1, 26 through 56. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How will this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. Psalm 57. Let your glory be over all the earth. To the choir master, according to Do Not Destroy, a victim of David, when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. Selah. God will send out his steadfast love and his faithfulness. My soul is in the midst of lions. I lie down amid fiery beasts. The children of man whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They set a net for my steps. My soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my way, but they have fallen into it themselves. Selah. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. Awake, my glory. Awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Proverbs 11. 9-11. With his mouth, the godless man would destroy his neighbor, but by knowledge the righteous are delivered. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there are shouts of gladness. By the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is overthrown. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for another week that we have spent. And we invite your Holy Spirit as we reflect back over the week, back over the month this far, that we might see your faithfulness and your love and your patience and endurance and kindness toward us, that we would see our steps and that we would see our missteps, that we would learn, and that by the counsel of your Holy Spirit, you would bring wisdom into our lives as we continue to grow and mature by paying attention. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear the story of our own lives that we are telling, and not just everything going on around us. May we see the impact of our thoughts, the impact of our words, the impact of our choices, not only upon our own lives, but upon those that we love that are around us. We love you. It is our desire that our lives be an act of worship and devotion to you. We will never do that in our own strength. And so we invite you, Holy Spirit, come. Lead us into all truth. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app, our home base. They are where you can get connected and stay connected and have maybe the most rooted experience of moving through the scriptures in community. So check them out and be connected. Check out the community section and get connected there through the prayer wall or any of the social media platforms that we participate in if you're in those spaces. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources there for the journey that we are on. Everything from Wind Farm coffee and tea, all the way through written resources like Reframe, Sneezing Jesus, The God of Your Story, and the Breathing Prayer, and on and on. Check out the resources there in the shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. And from my heart, I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
This is Hands to Heaven. You know, lately it seems like we're fighting battles on every front. And fighting battles is exhausting. And it can be hard in the intensity of a battle to hold up our shield of faith and to wield the sword of the Spirit with any amount of power. That's the reason we have brothers and sisters in Christ, people who can stand in the gap for us when we need to step back and regroup and remember some basic things about the battles that we face. We don't fight our battles for victory. We fight our battles from victory. They've already been won. We need to remember that. We need to remind the enemy of that too. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
The Widow's Gift, Mark 12:41-44. Sitting across from the temple treasury, he watched how the crowd dropped money into the treasury. Many rich people were putting in large sums. Then a poor widow came and dropped in two tiny coins worth very little. Summoning his disciples, he said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others, for they all gave out of their surplus, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is a great message right here. The rich people were putting in large sums of money. For example, if you had $1 billion and put in a $10 million donation, yeah, that sounds like a lot, but you're still holding on to 99% of your money and only giving 1% to Christ. Then a poor woman came in and had only two tiny coins worth very little to her name. That was every dollar and cent she had, those two coins, and she drops both of them in, giving 100% of her wealth to Christ. Wow, what a truly wonderful sister in Christ. You don't have to be rich to lead the rich by example. You don't have to have billions of dollars to give God 100% of what you have. So dear God, we come before you and humbly ask you, help us be like the widow who went all in on you, Jesus. Help us honor you in our actions and our giving. Help us get past the mental roadblock thought of, but if I do this, I won't have enough for myself. For like the widow who gave 100%, she went all in on you, Jesus, knowing you would provide for her other means and ways. We give you all the glory, God. We are so thankful for your blessings. God, help us be a blessing to others and the people around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you don't feel right in your life or like you don't belong with the groups and circles you're in, just know you're always just right for Jesus. I love you, family. Have a great week.
Hi, I'm calling in from Washington State. I would like prayer for a friend. Right now, I'm going through a solo season, and I know there's a purpose in it, but I feel empty. I'm really trying hard to lean on God. I know He's the one that has to fill my cup. It can't come from externally. But I still feel lonely because I don't have anybody here on earth. I'm a solo parent. I have no family and no friends right now. I'd like prayer that God would send me a godly friend. It doesn't matter if it's male or female. Somebody that can pour into me spiritually, that can lift me up and encourage me to become a better Christian. Somebody who's bearing fruit too, who loves Him as much as I do. Will you please pray that God would send me this person, this friend, to help me become better?
Jill and Brian, your message about after you came out of Jordan was just so encouraging. One of the amazing things that I got was Jill, when you were sharing about that beautiful hotel that y'all were at and how it made you sad because there wasn't very many people there. And they should have been. All of a sudden, I got this picture of what heaven might look like if people don't turn to the Lord. It's there. It's available. It's real. It's got all the amenities, all the pools, all the staff. But unless people say yes to Jesus, unless they follow hard after Him, they will not be in paradise. I pray that any of us on this daily audio Bible, it's more than a platform. It's more than a community. It is a gift from God. If any of us just go down the list and check boxes, please, please, for the sake of heaven, press in. Press in and be mindful how close heaven really is. And it's not anything that we can do. The full work has already been done at the cross, but it is up to us to walk out our salvation daily. Oh, that was such a beautiful picture to me, and I just wanted to share it. Thank God y'all are home. Thanks, God. God bless y'all. This is Taken with Love from Louisiana. Bye-bye.